Used vehicle prices spiked during the COVID-19 pandemic, but have been coming down since. Resale costs for gasoline-powered vehicles have dropped by about $1,000 in the last year. Secondhand vehicles have seen their prices fall by $12,000 during that same period. On average, a used EV now costs about $3,000 less than a car or truck that runs on gas. Carl Brower is executive analyst for the automotive website iccars.com. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan, new vehicle buyers are often trendy and are not as price sensitive as those who buy used.
Used car buyers, that's what defines them as used car buyers, is price and getting the most bang for their buck. And they're not willing to pay a premium for an electric car. They don't see it as an advantage, and maybe more of them live in multi-unit housing and they can't easily charge it. They have to depend on the public infrastructure. So all cars lose money when they go from new to used, but it just seems like used electric cars really tumble.
How well does an EV hold up as a secondhand vehicle? Does it have the same longevity as a traditional gasoline-powered vehicle, or is it too soon to tell?
It's really interesting because electric cars are more streamlined and simpler in terms of the drivetrain, so they should be less expensive and easier to maintain compared to a gasoline car. And I think in general they are, but there's two big, kind of caveats to that. One is the amount of technology that's in them. And so if you have like an accident, everything from the body panels to the electronics that are in things like lights and grills to help them do all the driver assistance, that can be far more expensive to repair. And then of course, people are worried about the batteries. And what they should know is that every hybrid and electric vehicle has a battery warranty for 8 years or 100,000 miles. So you actually shouldn't have that much concern about the battery if it's under warranty, and it probably is on most electric vehicles you're looking at. But if it's an older electric vehicle, or if for some reason the warranty didn't work, which would be hard to imagine, you're looking at $10,000 to $20,000+ for that one component.
Those who have bought electric vehicles have been early adopters. Has there been an unrealistic expectation the vehicles were going to hold on to that higher early adopter price tag on the resale market? And does the lower resale value maybe more realistically reflect the electric vehicle market?
I think there was a premium for new EVs that people were willing to pay for a long time because there were fewer of them than there were buyers, and the market was kind of hungry for them. And that was on the new side. And I think the new market has caught up now. We're seeing those results because new EV prices are dropping and they're using much more aggressive incentives to sell them. I think they're also coming off lease. Like you said, there's three-year-old and more EVs that are starting to flood the used market. And I just don't know if there was ever really a premium on the used market. So you just have them stacking up on the used side in a market that doesn't see a premium or isn't willing to pay a premium for them.
How long could a used EV market lag behind a new EV market?
Well, I always look at it this way. You know, hybrids started to really hit the market in the early 2000s. The 2004 Prius was the really first mainstream hybrid that took off. And hybrids are just in the last few years becoming very common, and people have kind of grasped the concept, appreciate what they get and how the benefits work for them, and they're buying them. Does that mean we're 20 years away from EVs becoming mainstream and being embraced by a much larger percentage of people? I don't think it's probably going to take that long for EVs, but I think we are easily a decade away from the kind of rapid growth in market share that a lot of people were predicting over the next 5 years. And the infrastructure is huge, because it's the confidence that even if you're out and about and you suddenly need energy, you can quickly and easily get it, just like you can in a gasoline vehicle. And we're a ways away from that.
Carl Brower is executive analyst for the automotive website iccars.com. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.